For more now on FIFA's announcement today, we're joined a day early by Stefan Fatsis, our regular sports contributor. Hi, Stefan.
Hey, Robert.
And to say that FIFA is operating under a cloud of scandal would be a great understatement here. I want you to give us some background on the controversies surrounding the international soccer body.
There have been persistent allegations of corruption involving FIFA, not just in this bidding process, but historically. And for starters, in this campaign, you had two members of the 24-member FIFA Executive Committee wound up not voting on these bids today. Two of them from Nigeria and Tahiti were suspended after they were caught on tape by reporters from the Times of London who were posing as lobbyists for United States business interests. These guys were offering to sell their World Cup votes. The Times also got on tape a former FIFA official telling them which voters could be bribed. There were reports of collusion among countries involved in the voting, and there was spending that was clearly designed to influence votes. So one example, Qatar sponsored the meeting of the African Soccer Confederation this year, at which Qatar was the only bidder allowed to make a presentation to the African delegates. A Swiss anti-corruption group called for the World Cup voting to be postponed, which obviously and not surprisingly didn't happen.
Let's hear more about Qatar defeating the U.S. for the right to host the 2022 World Cup. This is a country, Qatar, where in the summer it's going to be 130 degrees, and the country is promising to build a number of air-conditioned, open-air stadiums. That sounds like a pretty tough sell.
Yeah, they're actually beautiful architecture. I've looked at some of the renderings of these potential stadiums. I mean, great if you're inside the stadium, but what about when you're outside the stadium? And let's look at Qatar more broadly. I mean, this is a country that is smaller than Connecticut. It's got 800 and something thousand people, total population. The State Department, in one of those WikiLeaks cables from last December, called Qatar the worst in the region in counterterrorism efforts. And this is not exactly a soccer country. Qatar is ranked 113th in the world in the global soccer rankings. And while FIFA talks a lot about, you know, spreading the game to parts of the globe where it isn't popular, you do have to wonder when it comes to this kind of a decision why you would go someplace so small where soccer isn't that important.
And yet their bid, which I gather had not been rated that high technically by FIFA.
No, it was not.
It prevailed over the U.S. bid, which was rated rather high by FIFA.
It was, and in practical terms, that's why this is so shocking. The United States bid was what these global sports organizations say they want. Stadiums are already built. Infrastructure is in place. You have political support, giant TV rights. The United States promised to sell 5 million tickets to this World Cup in 2022, which would be a record by far. And there's the global soccer culture, which FIFA for many years has talked about expanding to a point where the United States is a power worldwide. But ultimately, it's not about practicality. It's about politics.
Thank you, Stefan.
Thank you, Robert.
Stefan Fatsis, who talks with us about sports, usually on Friday, talking this Thursday about the World Cup selections for 2018 and 2022.